Hello and welcome to my latest Matchpod review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out, say we want Glazers out. Manchester back and it's Boxing Day. Hope you've all had a good Christmas with three others into Boxing Day. And the only Premier League game of the day is Manchester United at home to Newcastle United. Teams for United's foes, Lemons and Gold. It's a plea of Martinez, Heron and Shaw. Shaw, the wide player, Doe and Dorgu. Casemiro and Ugarte, obviously Fernandez is injured, and Kobbie Mainoo, who's got a calf injury, we're here. And it's Cunha, Mount and Sesko as the front three. It's Martinez who has the captain's armband, thank God. I mean, it's still worrying that Diogo Dalo ended up wearing it, because, as I say, if I was on the pitch and he was my so-called leader, that would be a problem. The problems would be that Fernandez on the pitch as a leader, so let alone Diogo Dalo. So maybe Martinez is the designated vice-captain or one of the vice-captains. I'm assuming he is in the leadership group, but he came on in midfield and it looks like he's going to be playing in the back three this evening. It's Yoro who is on the bench. Is that a punishment for his involvement in the two goals, especially the first goal that Morgan Rogers scored? Maybe that's the case, but you have basically got three left footers as your three centre backs. As I say, four left footers in the back. Well, it's a three at the back, but obviously with the wide players, you've got Dorgo, obviously, who's also a left footer. I know under Van Gaal, we had a number of games where we had a plethora of left footed players on the pitch, but this is about United making sure that they get the result tonight. As I say, it was a reasonable performance against, there's that word again, reasonable performance against Aston Villa, but they didn't get the result. They had opportunities themselves, as I say, that Cunha header. But defensively, they have to do better. And obviously, especially without Dele, obviously Maguire, it's sort of the backup in that central spot. United are vulnerable there. And obviously, you've got Walter Mader, who Newcastle will be looking to get balls into him. He's had a good start to his period as the centre forward for Newcastle. Obviously, funnily enough, Sesko was their number one choice. He came to Manchester United and they bought Walter Mader. See, Sesko's had a couple of injury knocks, not been picked at times by the manager, but he needs to other games. He had a couple of opportunities against Villa. I think one that he's probably thinking I should be scoring. Great save from Martinez, but as a striker, be thinking I should be putting that in the back of the net. So he needs to start getting scoring, and scoring against Newcastle would be quite apt. But as I say, Walter Mader would be thinking to score against Man United. For Newcastle fans in Newcastle hierarchy, that would be quite apt too. It's just under a year ago when United did play Newcastle over the festive period. I think it was New Year's Eve when they lost 2-0. Xerxes was essentially booed off when he was substituted. And Newcastle won. They got two early goals. They could have had four or five early goals. And then the second half was better from United, but they didn't look like penetrating. Newcastle just managed the game. So for United, they need to step up today. And as I say, another defeat. The pressure is back on to the manager. The manager who has, in the last couple of games, better attacking performances, but they've not been putting their chances away as well as they would like to. I mean, Bournemouth, they scored four, but they let in four. Villa, they should have scored more than one goal. You know, maybe if they'd equalised, Villa would have stepped up again, but United need to keep them. You know, if you're leaking goals, then you're going to have to be scoring two, three goals to win matches, and you cannot always do that. Say Newcastle, pretty poor away record. They've been struggling away from home. Their last away match was a 1-0 defeat at Sunderland. The previous one, though, was a 4-1 win against Everton, and Everton's side that a few days before had beaten Manchester United with 10 men and deserved to beat Man United with 10 men. So what we'll see from United today, who knows, but they need to get some consistency in their performances, and most importantly, they need to be getting the result. I will be back probably at half-time with my thoughts then, obviously, a full-time after that. So the game's kicked off, just to see what the situation is. United's back three. It's not Shaw, Martinez in heaven as you would sort of think it would be in the three central areas. It looks like it's Dorgu's playing on the wide right, Lucho on the wide left, and it's heaven, Dalot, and Martinez as the three in the middle. So Martinez on the left hand side of three, even in the middle of three, and Dalot on the right hand side of three. Half time, it's Manchester United 1, Newcastle United 0. An excellent volley from Dorgu from a long throw. that's part of our tactics now. But it's funny, the goal came against the run of play because Newcastle had sort of been in charge of the match for about 10-15 minutes or so before that. The opening salvos were pretty much in, and then Newcastle were getting themselves on the ball. United were really struggling to get them off the ball. A save from one of those corners. And then the clearances away from Manchester United. It was all a bit all a bit disorganised in the Manchester United defence, but they managed to get the clearances away, and United and Newcastle were putting the pressure on at that point. Then, as I say, United they sort of broke. They've actually had a few opportunities on the break, but following one of those breaks, a shot from Cunha, saved by Ramsdale, straight forward. It went out for a throw in. Dalot with the throw in. It was sort of headed up. And then Dorgu just ran onto it and smashed it into the corner. The keeper did get quite a hand on it. So was it just the power that beat it? I mean, I think Ramsdale will be disappointed. I mean, with the fact that United sort of had five sort of 10 minutes then themselves in the ascendancy. They didn't create anything major. There was one breakout from a Newcastle corner that they should have. Cunha's ball into Sesko wasn't great. They should have got a shot on goal, and then sort of just closed out at the start of the first half. Sort of with Newcastle with a lot more of the ball and a fantastic, brilliant cross from Jacob Murphy after some. There's a bit of sort of ping pong in the middle of the park. Both teams give the ball away, and then a beautiful crossing, but Walter Marder couldn't get hold of it. So United saw that out to half time. Let's see if they can get past the 46th minute, which they didn't manage against Bournemouth. It was a 4-4 game. You sort of forget that United were leading at half time in that match, and then within a minute of the second half. It was level peggings again, so United need to sort of make sure that they're concentrated and ready to start the second half. Cunha and Mount have looked really good in those sort of 10 positions again. One of them has sort of been dropping in. Dorgu seems to have some kind of floating role. He's popped up all over the pitch. And he did have a second opportunity for a shot that he shot. And a good save that Ramsdale should have made. United, one thing I would sort of be critical of is United just don't seem to like putting crosses into to Sesko. They've had a few opportunities where they've had shots or they check back. Sesko's done well sort of with the hold-up play, but he needs to get more opportunities in the box. So we did have one early on, but that is screwed wide with his back to a goal. So a long time left in this match, and you probably expect Newcastle to get a goal, to be fair. So United will need another one if they want to see out and at least get, you know, as an opportunity to win this game. And just some half-time news. Substitution Manchester United, Fletcher is coming on. He came on for Ames Villa on unfortunately, Mason Mount, who's looked, you know, better in the two halves that Bruno Fernandes hasn't played. He's injured then, or he must be to take him off at half time. Obviously, there's something not right anyway. So, as I say, it's no good if you play, you know, for a couple of weeks and you get injured, or you can only play for a half and then you get injured. It's a problem. We'll have to wait and see what that situation is, if it's something that he's felt and they thought, right, well, we've got to take him off as a precaution because it could become much longer. We'll see what that situation is. But Jack Fletcher is on for, I mean, he's got to, it could be a long 45 minutes for him in the midfield playing against the players out there. I mean, maybe because of what Amorim seen in the first half and Newcastle having a lot of the ball. It's a case of just trying to stiffen it up to start with because Xerxes is on the bench and he is one of the number 10s. But as I say, either Cunha or Mount has been dropping into help the midfield in that position. Although, as I say, Dorgu's been doing a lot of that as well. All over Old Trafford, it's finished. Manchester United 1, Newcastle United 0. A backs to the wall second half performance from Manchester United. Newcastle dominated the second half. I don't think United actually had any shots. I think, well, shots on target. I think Cunha had one shot that I can recall in the second half. But it was just solid defensively, the complete opposite of the type of the defence we have been seeing. They were quite on a couple of occasions on the flanks, mainly on the right-hand side, which is obviously a clear target when with Yoro and Dallo. There was one embarrassing one when both went all known track the runners. There was a lot pointing. Thankfully, there were clearances and blocks that stopped Newcastle getting the shots on target. They didn't really test the keeper. Which was one thing. Lemens really only had one shot, say, to make, which he made in the first half in the corner. But they were piling the pressure. Gordon blasted one over the bar. Miley blasted one over the bar. There were a couple of headers that there weren't any problem for the goalkeeper. There was no sort of power or direction on those headers. But United, as I say, defensively, I mean, Heaven, Martinez, who did go off with like 5 minutes ago, which was, I think, was a sort of strange substitution. He could have not played five more minutes, although there were 7 minutes of added on time. He was outstanding alongside Heaven. Luke Shaw on the left-hand side had a decent game. I mean, there's lots of talk around the shape of the team, but essentially they still would... It was just a tweak on the sort of the five at the back for me, or the three centre backs. It was just that tweak. There were changes. Sesko went off after 60 minutes. He had a fantastic shot that hit the bar. But yeah, he needs goal. You still need to score goals. I mean, about 2 or 3 minutes after that, Lewis Miley hit the bar. So you know they're not goals if they're hitting the bar and not and he's hitting the bar and going in. So he was taken off for Xerxes, but he put in a classic Solskjaer performance. He didn't do much. He didn't hold the ball up very well. He didn't seem, essentially, to be trying too hard. I mean, he wants out of the football club. I actually think the football club probably would sell him as well for the right price. But they've got issues at forward line issues. I mean, the only striker that we actually have at the football club, out and out striker, I should say, is Sesko. We don't actually have any other Xerxes really an out and out striker. Neither's Cunha, neither's Brian and Mbeumo. They're all players that can score goals, especially Cunha and Mbeumo. They've shown that last season, sort of in the high teens, or mid to high teens of goals last season in the Premier League. But in terms of a striker, and if Sesko gets injured, who is going to play in that position? Casemiro was also taken off, which was strange. And, I mean, the midfield was pretty solid with him there. Not much creativity. There wouldn't be without Bruno Fernandes, but it was pretty solid. And they sort of held their own well. Ighalo built himself into the game. A few fouls early on, but he built himself slowly but surely into the game. But maybe the way United were playing, you know, lends itself into how Ighalo plays, because they were sitting back. And the thing is, they weren't even didn't really seem to be trying to hit on the bait. They seemed to be trying to run through Newcastle's sort of midfield, and then there were gaps. As I say, there was one point where they did break away. Cunha running through, should have put Dorgu through, really. But he tried a shot, as I say, to sort of message sort of a group of mine, and just sort of saying, I'm just giving him the trying too hard card at the moment. Were there times when he's got to be trying to slot people in? You know, he makes that space, he's a good, strong runner with the ball. Not loads of pace, but he's strong. And then with the ball, he moves quicker than you would think. And once he gets into that position of the space, that's where he's got to choose the right ball. And there were a couple of times where he didn't choose the ball at all. He put in a poor ball. And that does need to improve. Obviously, go back to the miss against Villa. But sort of mentioning the Villa game, United didn't really deserve to lose that game. I think a draw... Probably if that had been a draw, then I don't think anybody would have had a complaint. I think if today had been a draw, there would have been zero complaints either. And it is weird how football works. We can't hold on against West Ham. We can't hold on against Bournemouth. We put in an absolute disgraceful performance against Everton, but tonight against Newcastle with, you know, with, you know, bodies on the line. I mean, see Martinez back in his first start since his really bad ACL injury last February. Is that the difference? And as I say, he went off, the Dallow became captain again. So, I mean, we held out for the 10 minutes. So, I suppose that's something. But, you know, it's a big win, United. I mean, they were showing the table after the game. United fifth in the table. I mean, but there's a lot of work that still needs to be done. And, you know, you look at United's bench press, but, you know, I mean, Tyrrell Malacia came on. And, I mean, Tyler Fredrickson, obviously a young player. The last time we saw him was against Grimsby, and he was bullied by the Grimsby players and had to be taken off. I think he was taken off at half-time in that game. So, you know, we're sort of down to the bare bones in regards of the squad. Obviously, part of that is we've got players that are away at AFCON, and obviously we've got an injury to Mason Mount now, obviously an injury to Bruno Fernandes. That's part and parcel. United are playing one game a week. They should have taken advantage when they had a fuller squad. I think we're playing one game a week to get better results, and the points that they've dropped recently, and you get a result like this, you know, you've lost the previous points. But I mean, this is a massive opportunity now for Kobbie Mainoo as well. He's going to get the chance to come in and play games now. Obviously, once he's recovered from injury, it'll be interesting to see. Let's hope he doesn't put him, because he wants away from the football club as well. Let's hope he doesn't put in soul game performances when he gets his opportunity, because you need everybody to be performing and to be doing the job. Instead of thinking that I want out and I think somewhere else would be better, that's fine. But you still have a job to do. You're still paid by the football club to step up, and we've got too many players that think they can just, you know, sulk and do whatever they want at this football club. And, you know, I think the manager is trying to get his authority. He talks about entitlement from younger players and the club, and this thing about, you know, thinking, well, you know, we can say and do whatever we want. We're in charge. You're not in charge. The manager's in charge. And hopefully the people above him will back the manager. And unfortunately, the people above Wilcox and Berada, they do know something about football. Give them credit for that. The people above them are utterly clueless about football. And that's as much of a problem with this football club than the performance have been over the last 12 or so years. So, as always, thanks for listening. All pods up at www.mufcglobal.co.uk, up as various podcast platforms such as Spotify, Podbean, Listen Notes, Podchaser, PCAST. Search MUFC Global and it will come up. Next up is Wolves. Bottom of the table Wolves. No wins Wolves. Wolves who will play Liverpool tomorrow, would say Boxing Day, day 27. Playing Liverpool away tomorrow. So that's probably going to be a defeat. So they'll come to Old Trafford. And that game worries me more than tonight's game in regards of Man United not being able to back up results. As I say, just go back to the disgusting performance against Everton. You look at Wolves when they went to Arsenal. They were lucky to lose that game. So it's one of those. And was it 2-1 goals as well, I think, that Arsenal got? So work for United to do. And they can't go into that game thinking, yeah, it's bottom of the table. They probably haven't won a game all season. And, you know, if let's say they go Anfield and get something, they'll come to Old Trafford thinking we could get something from here as well. So United have to be ready for that. The manager will make sure. Well, he'll know that no games are given for this Manchester United team. He's failing the club himself. And he says there's work that needs to be done at this football club. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. As I say, the manager's fully aware, and this just staves things off a little bit, because I tell you what, he's always one bad result for being on the sack run. There's no doubt about that. So, as always, thanks for listening, and then we'll be back after the Wolves game on Tuesday night.